Hi, everybody. I'm Bob. I'm a compulsive eater. I'm grateful to be here with you tonight. I came in the program November 3rd, 2003. And you know what? I forgot to mention, is there anyone celebrating an OA-related anniversary? And I am. So I hope we can do that after. If you are celebrating an anniversary, you want to please let me know. I apologize for skipping over that in the format. I have been, my anniversary date is March 11, 2004. So I've been abstinent for 17 years, but by the grace of my higher power, giving away 120 pounds and maintaining a 120 pound weight loss. Very grateful for that. I'll show you a picture. Those on the audio won't be able to hear that, see this, but that's me when I was 300 pounds. I'm so grateful, not just for the weight loss, though, it's for the changes in my life that have occurred. And that's the big thing that I want to talk about tonight is change. Because when I came into program, I was a person who did not have any feelings of self-worth. I was very much a shy person, introvert, but also self-absorbed. Even though I was a people pleaser, I was making those choices to do that. I was very much a person who needed validation. I needed other people to give me validation instead of finding it from within. So I was looking, so now I'm able to do some self-affirmation thanks to OA. Before program, I wasn't able to do that. And Ross, can you give me a 2-minute warning on timer? Thank you. Recently I heard about the difference, you know, about being alive versus living, you know, and I felt like before program, I was just existing. And when the proverbial, you know, shit hit the fan, I would go to the food. You know, food was absolutely my higher power at the time, even though I would never admit that. I would think that I would be able to control it by trying to lose weight. And I was really a champ when it came to losing weight. I would lose 65 pounds and then I would gain it back, and then I would lose more weight and, you know, gain it back. And it felt easy at times until it got to a point where I couldn't do that anymore. The will to lose the weight just stopped, and I just became depressed. And I started packing on the weight. We had our children. I just ate myself through that. I was in a very stressful job, and I ate myself through that as well. And that was my coping mechanism to get through that. Grateful now that that's not the case. You know, I had, you know, a tough couple of days at work, and, you know, last week, this week haven't been easy, but I know that those things are temporary, and this too shall pass, right? That's one of my favorite sayings from program, that this too shall pass. It's not always going to be this way. 6 months from now, how much is going to change from what's happening right now? A lot. You look at what's happening with the pandemic and how we're coming to a close. 6 months from now, we hope that things are going to be even better than they were, right? It's a lot of program has taught me to kind of sit on my hands and be patient more than I was in the past, you know, because before OA, I would react. I would just constant reaction. And now, thanks to OA, it's not that way. I'm more patient. I'm more calm. I have more peace. How did that happen? When I found OA, you know, I got involved in service. I got involved first of all, I got a sponsor. So So it was a big change in my life to rely on someone else, especially someone, and share intimate details of my life with someone else who I didn't really all that, know that well. And that was courage that I didn't realize that I had. Even just walking into the rooms was an extreme amount of courage that I didn't think I had. But what? Why do you have that? Why, what happened to me? Well, I was desperation, because I had nowhere else to go, and because I was 300 pounds and depressed, and I wasn't able to lose weight anymore. I would just say, well, "What the heck? You give it a shot," you know. And that's what I did. I was really afraid that OA was going to be some type of cult, some type of thing that they were going to ask for money eventually, from me. And I joked and I tell people, like, yeah, when the other shoe drops, they're going to ask me for $1,000. And that just never happened. Grateful, right? All it is our own seventh tradition. And so I got the sponsor. He happened to be involved in intergroup, and it got me involved in service. And all that started to help me. It was kind of this whole big change, and I was willing to embrace the change, not just with the food, because I knew how to eat. I had been to a nutritionist before, and they taught me how to eat, and I was eating that way before, and then I just got tired of it, because life, happened. But I had no higher power to help me with that, so I went to the food. That's what I knew, right? So I'm grateful that the steps were incorporated in my life, thanks to my sponsor. Service was incorporated into my life, thanks to my sponsor. All of these things helped my self-esteem, helped me find out why I was eating the way I was eating in the first place. The steps were truly amazing, and they are truly amazing. But the first time I went through the steps, I just remember, writing like a fiend, and just all the stuff came pouring out, and I got in touch with my inner self, which I really didn't spend time with. I was so focused on everybody else, that I didn't really focus on me inside. So spending that time getting to know myself, then trusting my sponsor, with all the stuff, all that dirt, wasn't easy. But to admit that I was powerless over food and that my life was unmanageable, that wasn't easy as I thought it was going to be. I came in totally defeated, but that didn't necessarily mean that I wanted to say I didn't want that control. I still wanted control, over food. I didn't want to give everything up. To say that I'm going to give everything up and then ask for a different power, a higher power to help me through the difficulties instead of going to food. Did I really want that? That's what I needed. That's what happened. But was it easy? Heck no, absolutely not. But I saw you guys, I saw it worked for you. So grateful that I had other people there. And it wasn't just kind of, oh, yeah, I tried this OA thing for a month or two and I stopped. No, I saw so many people who were in program for 15, 20 more years. And that meant a lot to me. It's like, why are they still finishing? But now I'm like, yeah, you just keep going through the steps. You never graduate. And I'm glad I never graduate, because I'm learning more and more about myself every single day that I'm in program. To have a sponsor, to be a sponsor, is the lifeline of this program. For me, not to be a sponsor is almost selfish, right? It's I got. I'm in recovery because I have a sponsor. I was willing to work hard, who changed me. to not give that gift to someone else, to me, it would be selfish of me. So I need to sponsor. And when I sponsor now, I really, you know, from day one, I'll tell my sponsees, like, my goal is to have you be a sponsor. You know, my goal is to give you the tools that you need. I'm going to be sponsoring you and you're going to be going through the steps, but it's also a training. You know, it's a way to train you to also be your own sponsor and believe that you can do exactly what I'm doing. And that's what my sponsor did for me, you know, and that's how we learn. So I'm grateful for the change that occurred in me. I can't begin to describe the person that I was before and the person that I am now. To say that I'm a shy person and I'm an introvert and I'm talking to you the way that I am, you would never believe it, right? But I am. I absolutely am. And I still am. But that doesn't mean that I can't be extroverted or I can't be willing to share a message that I believe that my higher power wants me to share. And that's how I want to live each day. I want to live each day with purpose, because I really didn't feel that I had purpose before OA. And now I believe I do. And that's all thanks to my higher power. I believe my higher power is giving me tools and gifts that I need to share, that I have a responsibility to share. But that's not unique to just me. You know, everyone has that. I'm just choosing to take that action and to believe that my purpose in life is to be of maximum service to God and to others. You know, and how do I do that? I do that by trying to do what God's will every single day and try to figure that out. I don't try to like wreck my head. I just kind of, you know, just have God talk to me and tell me what it is that he wants me to do. Sometimes I make good choices, sometimes they're not so good, but usually I get that gut feeling that God maybe didn't want me to do that, or he did want me to do that, and then that's okay. And I learn from that. And each day, again, better, better and better and better. And I get good feelings from doing that. Is it a great way to live? Is it an easy way to live? Not necessarily, but it's a great way to live because I do feel fulfilled. The difficulty sometimes because is balance. So I need to address balance. You know, I need to not say yes to everything, and I don't have to say yes to everything. I can set priorities and do those priorities. One of the things that I'm dealing with right now in my life is expectations of myself. It's not of others. So at work, I would come home like totally exhausted, like totally drained. And then I looked at it and it was me setting my own expectations and not meeting my expectations, you know, and it wasn't like somebody did something to me. What an example would be, you know, God's given me inner peace and I carry that inner peace. And if I get a phone call that disrupts me, that may take away my inner peace, but that person didn't take away my peace. I gave away my peace. So, and same thing with this expectation thing. It's, you know what? I set these, I got this to-do list yay long, and I only got one thing done of the 10 things. Well, maybe I'm setting too high of a bar for myself. And that's what I really started doing, was trying to get some help and ask for help and delegate and also maybe make the list a little bit shorter and prioritize it. So these are the things that I'm learning, you know, thanks to program, that I don't have to put this heavy burden on myself. You know, I should be able to live light and free all the time. And why am I doing that to myself? My higher power, thank you, Ross. My higher power does not want me to live that way. You know, so that's, I'm so grateful for the freedom, you know, not only from the weight loss, but the freedom that I have, that I'm not carrying this huge stuff on my shoulders anymore. And I can live very light in myself, the way I carry myself, as well with others. And that is so important for me to live that way and to communicate with other people, you know, how I feel about them and care about them, and to not carry those resentments that I had, not carry that the judgment that I could have on other people, and to really just accept and love people as they are. And that's been very meaningful to me in my program, and has also healed a lot of relationships. The making the amends that I had to make certainly healed a lot of relationships. But now with steps 10, 11, and 12 and living in that, it's really looking at my day and seeing the things that I can do to improve. A lot of them have to do with relationships and how I treat other people and treat myself. So I don't want to live in self-condemnation of myself, but I also don't want to live of other people as well. So they're the things that I can do each day. And if I need to make an amends, I do it. And I'm grateful to have that with the steps. So I think I'll end it there. Thank you for letting me share tonight. Great to be with you.